Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Beverly Inman Ebel is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Beverly is a more than 14-year member of our Brain Trust, the author of Talk Is Not Cheap, the founder and the CEO of TLC, Talk, Listen, Communicate, LLC, and she's our good friend, Beverly Inman Ebel. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here, and good morning to everyone.
Good to have you here, Bev. And I was telling the audience that in today's world, in today's marketplace, let me back up. I said earlier, Bev, that when years ago, if you went to the marketplace to buy something, you weren't sure you were going to get value. You were going to try to get value. The classic proposition of price, product, selection, service, etc. You weren't sure you were going to get the value you wanted. But today, everybody believes they're going to get value because there's so many people out there selling whatever you want to sell, whatever you want to buy. So there's got to be a new differentiator because value is less and less likely to be the differentiator. And I was just saying that I'm convinced that it's the way you connect with people that's the differentiator, how you communicate with them in digital and verbal and in person and online. What do you think?
I think that opens the door. I think that gives you the chance, and you have to back it up with, quality service, quality
product. No, you got to have that. But that's table stakes now. That's not the differentiator anymore.
What opens the door and gives you the opportunity is, did you make a connection with that person? And that's why I think the art of communication is so important. Most of us can talk. Most of us can listen. But do we ever sit down and really think about the power of that communication? You have one chance to make a first impression. Do you just go at it and say, hi, how are you? What do you do? That's what everybody does, and it will not make you rise to the top. It will not make you stand out in their mind. And that's what you need to do. And so I've broken it down into five steps that you take in order to have that edge that you're talking about.
All right.
First one is get in conversation mode. And that means wake up, increase your energy, make sure you're smiling. Even if you're on the phone, you can tell the difference when somebody's smiling and when they're just, they don't have that energy level.
If you called me today, when I answer the phone, I would be standing up. Even if I was sitting down at my computer, if I picked up the phone, I don't do it on purpose. I just automatically stand up.
And that raises your energy. That makes, because most of us stand straighter than we sit.
100% of this show has been conducted by me for almost 16 years, standing up.
Standing up. You're a stand-up guy.
100%,
I knew you were a stand-up guy.
100%. I don't know how you do it sitting down.
Well, so you can, but you have to, you're sitting straight. I have this big mirror in my offices. I have two offices, and there's a mirror, and that's so that I can see myself talking. And if I don't look excited and animated or sincere, I know they're not hearing that same energy level.
Mm-hmm.
So stand up, get a mirror when you're on the phone, but increase your energy, all right, and smile. I mean, in other words, the first step is act like you want to have a conversation.
Right.
Study after study has shown that people who are exuding positive energy, they have this aura about them, and people are literally attracted to them.
Mm-hmm.
Someone can walk in the room, and it's not because they're gorgeous. It's because they look so happy. They look good. And you want to look at that person.
Right. Right.
Because they're feeling great. So you want that energy.
All right, so conversation mode, what's next?
The next one is initiate. How many times do we walk in or allow somebody to walk in, and the most we might say is, can I help you? Okay, can I help you? Well, you should hopefully know that you can, meaning you have the ability to help there in your place of business. So you want to initiate with a question, yes, but come up with a question that gets them thinking, that gets them sparking, that mm-hmm. gets them to remember what you're saying. Now, there's a difference between they've come to you and you've met them at, let's say, a convention, or you've met them at a business luncheon or something.
Mm-hmm.
So when they're not in your space, you want to really get creative with that question. For instance, Jim, what's made you smile this week?
Mm-hmm. Something to engage them, something to get their attention. Yeah, I agree. But the main thing is just, you don't have to have a snappy retort. Just go over and stick your hand out and say, hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?
Yeah, because that's funny. How do you like me so far? You see, that's that open question. That's what I'm talking about. That's that open question that is different. That it, you're right, it doesn't make you have to make you sound like, you know, you've written the book on communication mm-hmm. or conversation, but it's a little bit different. It's a little spin. Mm-hmm. And as you're driving along in your car, I encourage everyone today to come up with a few questions they could ask that they'd feel comfortable with.
Right.
That's just a twist on the how are you, or a twist on what do you do.
You know, okay. I think back on chance meetings that I've had with people, and as Robert Frost said, way ultimately led on to way, and it wound up that all those ways took me to an opportunity that at this point in time in my life, I don't know what I would have done without that opportunity. It was really you know, whatever it might have been. My point is, it would not have happened had I not taken the initiative to make that chance meeting.
Yes, it's amazing. Sometimes last Tuesday, I met a potential client for the first time. It was just that initial meeting, and we got to talking, and he was asking about my coaching, and he mm-hmm. asked me when I would coach, because he owns his own business. He's mm-hmm. extremely busy, and my response was, I tell you what, I'll see you first thing in the morning before you start on business. We'll do it after the normal business hours at lunchtime. There's only one time I won't coach you. What made me say that? I don't know. He said, what? And I said, I won't coach you while Tennessee's playing football. He gave me tickets on the 50-yard line last Saturday.
You said the right thing. And hopefully, and apparently, that sounds like a new customer there. Beverly, give us a website quickly, please.
TalkListen.com.
Quick break. Right back with Beverly Inman Ebel. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Hey, hey. I've
been long. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.